From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military is another step closer to becoming obsolete. House lawmakers have voted to repeal the law hours after a similar amendment was approved by the Senate Armed Services Committee. The 17-year-old rule allows gays to serve in the military only if they keep their sexual orientation a secret. BP crews are again pumping drilling mud into the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. The maneuver was halted for a while so that officials could study the effects of the operation. However, BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles, says it's still too early to say if the so-called top kill operation has stopped the flow.
It's difficult to be optimistic or pessimistic. I really think the right approach here is to say that we've got to execute the plan, finish the operation, and see what the results are. And then I'd stress, if it isn't successful, we already have the equipment staged. It's on the seabed and ready to go for the next phase.
Meantime, Bobby O'Brien of member station WUSF in Tampa says preliminary findings show what appears to be a massive second underwater plume in previously untested waters northeast of the leaking BP wellhead in the Gulf.
Marine scientists have discovered a new wide area of dissolved hydrocarbons in the Gulf. It is 6 miles wide and goes as deep as 3,300 feet. Researchers from the University of South Florida suspect the plume may be from chemical dispersants used to break up the oil leak. USF chemical oceanographer David Hollander says the underwater plume is significantly different than the surface oil washing ashore.
This is insidious. This is sort of an invisible component, which we really don't know the short-term nor the long-term impact.
Hollander says the plume stretches 22 miles northeast of the blown wellhead toward Mobile Bay, Alabama. For NPR News, I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had harsh words today about Brazil's attempt to find a diplomatic solution to Iran's nuclear program. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports. Clinton says Brazil's plan allows Iran to stall for time.
Secretary Clinton says Brazil has played an important role in Haiti and in discussions on climate change. But when it comes to Brazil's diplomatic foray into the Iranian nuclear file, Secretary Clinton made clear the U.S. is not happy.
We think buying time for Iran, enabling Iran to avoid international unity with respect to their nuclear program, makes the world more dangerous, not less.
Brazil and Turkey brokered a deal meant to ease international concerns about Iran's nuclear program, just as the Obama administration moved ahead with plans to try to tighten U.N. sanctions on Iran. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. At least 15 train passengers are dead and another 150 others are injured from an explosion and derailment in eastern India. A government official says the train was traveling from Kolkata when the incident occurred about 90 miles south in a rural stronghold of India's Maoist rebels. Three of the derailed cars were struck by another train that was traveling in the opposite direction. A state commission says an entire northeast Pennsylvania community shares the blame for allowing two judges to carry out what's being called a cash for kids scandal. From member station WITF in Harrisburg, Scott Detrow has the story.
A report from the commission says, quote, coercive power trumped law and procedure in the courtrooms of Luzerne County judges Mark Chivarella and Michael Conahan. The two were charged in January 2009 with sentencing juvenile offenders to overly harsh sentences at specific privately held detention centers in exchange for millions of dollars in kickbacks. Interbranch Commission on Juvenile Justice Chair John Cleland says the county suffered a collapse of the rule of law.
We had judges who, if they weren't criminal, were incompetent. We had defense lawyers who didn't perform their function. We had prosecutors who stood by and abdicated their responsibilities.
Among other recommendations, the report says it should be more difficult for juvenile defendants to waive their right to counsel. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Harrisburg.
Asian stocks are higher following big gains on Wall Street led by energy and technology shares. The Dow gained 284 points. The Nasdaq rose 81 points, or 3.7%. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.